back to his time. It is 7:32 on Thursday, May 22nd. Thursday morning means it is time to check in with Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy.
How are we this morning?
We are just fine. As I was driving in this morning, stopping behind every school bus that I think exists in the St. Louis metro area, you were chatting about this being a typical Thursday morning, and I had to laugh to myself because you said, and this morning we have the usual... And you paused, and my mind filled in suspects. This morning, we have the usual suspects. So welcome to you, to the wonderful morning. Blessings to everyone this morning.
Thank you. You know, those dramatic pauses are to engage the listener, to make you think about what it is, I might say.
And it worked, right? And it worked very, very well, because I filled in the blank just beautifully. So let's try it again. So let's try another one. Memorial...
Day.
Excellent. There we go. So, of course, this weekend is coming up, and Monday is Memorial Day. And for me, it's a whole weekend of festivities. I will be leaving tomorrow and heading up to my home in Minnesota, where we have a 5-branch family reunion weekend. Yes. My niece has done genealogy research in... really has found people all over the country. So every 5 years, we do this. However, we used to do a 4-branch family reunion, and we discovered a few years ago that there's a 5th brother that came over on the ship that we didn't even know existed. So this year, we will be having some new people we have never, ever met.
Oh, wow.
And we didn't even know we were related to. So, of course, we chose it because it's Memorial Day weekend, because Memorial Day weekend is, of course, a holiday weekend, because Memorial Day, which used to be Decoration Day years ago, is set aside as a federal holiday to remember those who gave their lives in service to our country. You know, in my mind, I think over the years, we've kind of merged together Veterans Day and Memorial Day, where it's really become a day where we focus on veterans who are alive. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to just take a moment to focus today on that whole idea of the sacrifice. But before doing that, I did want to give a shout out to all of the wonderful veterans that we have who live in our communities. I know that last Veterans Day, I believe it was, you did a remote broadcast from Meridian Village and had an opportunity to meet some of our veterans that live there.
One of the most fun programs that I've ever gotten to do is to get to go visit with those veterans. It was just great conversations, good stories.
Well, we need to figure something out because in getting you to some of our other locations, because there are stories to be told. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds like a cliche, but it really is. They are really places where your stories continue. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I think is such a blessing is we are enriched by hearing the stories of other people and their lives. I know it, in my own case, my father would be 96 if he were still living here on Earth. And he was in World War II, and he was there for 4 years.
Wow.
So we talk about deployments now of a year or so, and his deployment was actually 4 years. And of course, he returned. And I know that one of the most meaningful things for him as his years advanced was every year he would travel up to St. Paul, just a couple hours away, and they would have a reunion of their battalion. And as the years progressed, of course, fewer and fewer and fewer came. But I know that for all of our veterans that are in our communities right now, I'm sure for all of them, they know someone who sacrificed his or her, and many, many years ago, it was more likely his life, for the freedom of others. And so we do want to lift those up. And speaking of news and stories and the wonderful stories, I did want to share with the listeners something that we have on our website. It's called our news blog. If you go to lssliving.org and you look across the tab, the very, very top, there are some tabs that one says giving, for example, where you have an opportunity to give to benevolent care. But the third tab over, or the third slot over, it says news blog. And actually, I wanted to just draw attention to that because it's a fun place where the stories of our residents and life in our communities is told. And as you scroll down, often we do have the stories where we have sat down with the veterans and we have heard their stories from D-Day or their serving. And if you go even to the left-hand side, there is a column of archive stories. And so last evening, I just clicked on some of the May, because of course in May we have Memorial Day, and just over the years, some of the stories that have been told. But even the blog is full of stories of travel. Some of the remarkable occupations our residents have had, some of the remarkable travels that they do, some of the fun activities they go to. I think right now on the blog, there's something about Breeze Park, went to a bird sanctuary and some different things. And I don't know, it's just a great opportunity to just peek a glimpse into the stories that go on, part of remembering in the past and part of moving to the future. So the news blog is there.
I think probably the one that caught my attention the most is Wedding Bells at Breeze Park.
I know. That is a wonderful story. Just a few weeks ago, we had a wedding at Breeze Park, and the bride is 83 years old, and she has never been married before. And she married, I believe his gentleman's name is Gene, and he was a widower. He lost his wife, and they met at Breeze Park, and they married at Breeze Park. So isn't that a lovely story?
It is. It's a cute picture there, too.
Check it out, lssliving.org, and then click on the news blog. Also, if you go on the front page itself, you scroll down a little bit across the bottom of our pictures and our content. There's a I think it's like featured story, something like that. You can also get to the blog there. But talking about our devotional thought, getting back to Memorial Day, I was thinking about the comparison about those veterans, those people who were in combat, war, or in service of any kind, who gave their lives. And I thought of the Bible verse from John 15, verses 12 to 14. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. So as Jesus was saying that, I think he was recognizing the great sacrifice. He, of course, is referencing his sacrifice to come. But, you know, I do believe there's a great love of country. There's a great love of freedom that draws those who serve in the military to fight for that freedom. And, you know, the interesting thing is that Jesus, when he gave up his life for us, while we weren't even yet his friends, we were still his enemies. It wasn't until he gave his life for us that we were even to be called his friends. So when you think about it, in the case of our military, they are defending something so we can stay free. Mm-hmm. But in the case of Jesus, he became defenseless so we could become free. So his sacrifice was truly that ultimate sacrifice. And so when I think about what we do in living our life in response to that great ultimate sacrifice, I thought of a verse that I used to teach the children that I taught. And they were verses from 1 John 4, verses 7 to 12. And of course, if you're going to divulge me, I'm going to actually sing it, which is how I taught it to the children. Let's see if I can actually pull it off. But it goes like this. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another. Do 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 do. So those verses are, and then they go on to say, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. So this Memorial Day, let us remember not only the sacrifice of those who fought to keep our freedoms in this land, but the ultimate sacrifice of our Savior so that we could have freedom from sin forever. And let us live in that love that is ours through His.
Amen. Amen.
So those are my thoughts, and I hope I stayed hopefully partially on key.
You did, and now I'm going to have that song stuck in my head the rest of the day.
Know,
but it's a good song. That's
great,
why we sing it, right?
It is, and it's even the. I mean, I taught preschoolers, and so when you think about it, that's a hard verse with hard words. Beloved and knoweth God, and knoweth not God, for God is love. So you did it in a song, and then they learned a Bible verse.
And then it's with you all day long.
It is. So let's keep it in your head today, Andy.
Thanks, Jane.
You're welcome. Welcome.
We'll talk to you again next
Blessings
week.
Blessings to you.
Thanks to you, too. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to check in with our friends from Cross Life Ministries. Stick around for more His Time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO.